Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 341, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 341. I can attack but my own sinlessness, and it is only that which keeps me safe. Father, your Son is holy. I am He on whom you smile in love and tenderness, so dear and deep and still. The universe smiles back on you and shares your holiness. How pure, how safe, how holy then are we, abiding in your smile, with all your love bestowed upon us, living one with you, in brotherhood and fatherhood, complete, and sinless so perfect that the Lord of sinlessness conceives us as his Son, a universe of thought completing him. Amen. Let us not then attack our sinlessness, for it contains the Word of God to us, and in its kind reflection we are saved. I can attack but my own sinlessness, and it is only that which keeps me safe. I can attack only my own sinlessness, and it is only my own sinlessness which keeps me safe. As I contemplate this, I ask, what is my own sinlessness? From this lesson, it says my sinlessness is what I am. It's my nature. It's not an attribute like one of the things that I say describes me, like maybe I'm tall. I wouldn't say my nature is that I am tall. Nature doesn't change. I may shrink. I've seen my parents shrink, so tall isn't my nature. But sinlessness is my nature. I may fail to see my nature by not telling the truth about it, but that doesn't change my nature of being sinless. And how do I attack my nature? By not telling the truth about it. I have not been telling the truth about it for so long that I've brainwashed myself into not believing that my true nature is sinlessness. But how do I know I'm sinless, as he says in this lesson? This question leads me back to asking with the curiosity of a child, to throw away all that I've been taught and think, and instead ask my inner guide, my heart, to show me. I sit quietly in the heart and I wait for the answer. Being willing to let the question just hang out there unanswered. I don't want to rush to an answer or contrive an answer. An unanswered question is just as powerful in its use to lead me to the truth. The question asked in innocence, without any motives around what the answer will be, asking without any attachment to the answer. Allowing the Word of God to be revealed in quiet purity. Holy Spirit, inner guide, thank you for your quietness. You're leading me back to the Word of God. Though I haven't really strayed, just been distracted. Help me to return as often as the distraction occurs. To remembering my nature, my sinlessness. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind. Allow the body to become comfortably relaxed. Taking a few deep breaths to sink into and relax into the next few minutes. Letting go of all the concepts that we have about who we are, what we are, where we are. Letting these all go. For the next few minutes, we sit with the curiosity of the child, throwing away all that we've been taught. And instead, we listen to our inner guide. Becoming aware right now, in this instant, of our existence, of our being. Thank you. You may place yourself in a dark room and hear a voice ask, "Are you in there?" And in the dark, you can't see the body, yet you know you exist. Get in touch with that existence and stay with it. Letting go of all preconceived ideas of what you are. Simply hold on to this knowing you exist. And just being with this existence. Allow your nature to be discovered, felt. Not using the mind in any way. If the mind wants to be active, simply return back to the feeling of existence and remain in that feeling. This is a practice of getting very comfortable with feeling our existence and allowing our nature to be revealed to us without the mind's activity. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me today in allowing grace, our truth, to show us our sinlessness. Namaste.